he said, was a case of a goy, Lachman Baristev, who didn't want to rent out his share in the chotzer, and therefore everybody else would have been usher to carry. According to Rashi, they would have been usher to carry anything in the chotzer and from their houses to the chotzer. So Abaya gave an eitzah that they all should mevatel reshus to one of them, and then there'll be one person together with a goy, and then they'll be allowed to carry. They don't need an eruv. So the mice, the Gemara asks, the mice is a lot of them. Gemara says no, but it's a dover shelo shchiach that they all should mevatel the reshus, and the rabbana didn't make a gzeir b'makom dlo shchiach. And Rashi says, what did they gain? They're all mevatel the reshus to one of them. They still can't carry into the chotzer. But Rashi says they gain two things. One is they can carry in the chotzer itself. And Rashi's mashmer, had they not been mevatel the reshus, then without an eruv, you can't even carry in the chotzer. And the Pashtus Rashi holds that when there's a goy, he asers them from carrying in the chotzer, unlike where there's only Jews, and they didn't make an eruv that they're allowed to carry within the chotzer. And also, they'll all be allowed to carry from the house of the person who they're mevatel to into the chotzer, even though they can't carry from their own houses. Had they not made any eruv, they couldn't have carried from anybody's house into the chotzer. Okay. Also, Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, Amr L'Shmaisa Kameh D'Rav. So, Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, said over what Abaya said to Rav. Omer lei, im kein bitalta toras eruv milsum avu. If that's the case, then people are going to forget the chlal that you have to make an eruv. Because they're all going to mevatel their reshus. This is going to go on Shabbos after Shabbos. And they're going to, people are going to know there's no eruv in that chotzer. And somehow they're carrying. Right? Even though they're limited in what they can carry in that situation. But people will think that you don't need an eruv. So Mar says the ma'arvi. No, they're going to make an Erev, even though the Erev won't help. They'll make it just for appearance sake. So people will think the reason that they're carrying is because of the Erev, when in fact they're carrying because of Mavakal Ereshos. And even though they'll make the Erev, they'll know that they can't carry as if it would be a real Erev, because, I don't know, I guess they'll remember. I don't know why the Gemara didn't ask that as a kasha. They make an Erev, Gemara says, Yomru Erev Moel B'makom Nachri. So what are people going to say? That an Erev helps even when there's a goy. Because they'll know the goy wasn't socher his reshus. Right? They have a bigger case. They'll say an Erev doesn't help, right, except to let you carry from one reshus, one house or whatever. Or they'll say that since there's an Erev, they can carry everything. So it'll be a bigger michshu. In any case, whatever. But the Gemara took one kasha. Right, L'chara, people will say that an Erev helps, even where the goy doesn't want to be socher, and they won't know that people mevatel the reshus. When it says the mechazinin, they'll make an announcement. When they make this Erev, they'll say that it's only for appearance sake. We don't want people to think that you don't need any Erev in. Here it's because of bittel reshus. For making an Erev, just people shouldn't make a mistake. When it says achras to the dardiki, who's going to remember this announcement in the future? So some tilkul is going to come out of here. Either people are going to say that you don't need an Erev, or people are going to say that an Erev helps when a goy is not, what's it called, the socher's reshus. Elam or Ravas, I have a better age. So I ask you first. Dema'arvi, Beinehem, Afal Gavdalo Mahani. They'll make an Erev for appearance sake, even though it won't help. Dema'charzinon, Havi Yodim, She'ein Eruvenu Moel Klum. When they make the Erev, they'll make an announcement, this is really just an Erev for appearance's sake. Doesn't help anything. And we're not going to be able to carry from our chotzer into the mavui, or from our houses into the chotzer. And the fact that we're allowed to carry in the mavui, right, or in the chotzer, is because it's a real reshus hayochid. And even though we didn't make an eruv and we were omavakla reshus to one person, we're allowed to carry in the chotzer itself, not from the chotzer to the houses or vice versa. Who's going to remember this announcement later on, next generation? They'll see people carrying, they'll see there's an Erev, and they'll assume that the Erev helps, even when a goy doesn't want to be sold. Elomar Rava, Rava says, Lezul chad minayu, likarev lei, one of you should get friendly with the goy. The lishol minei, duchta, and ask him to rent, to loan you a place And leave something there. Now ask him if you can keep something, one of your kelim, in his rishos, in his chatzar. Then the person who has the thing in the chatzar will be like a worker of the goy. Right? He'll have a connection to the goy. And then he'll be either like a shliach of the goy, even not with his das, even against his das. That's the halach of schiro v'lakito, according to some rishonim. Or he'll be like the bayit. He'll stand in place of the owner of that chatzar. Since he has rights in that chatzar, he becomes like the bayit. It's all, again, for the sake of the Erev, which is we're mekel. So it's not just like you don't have to be socher, the rishus of the goy, with all the kinyonim, the oraisa, right? It's enough just to do it informally. And it doesn't have to have a tokef, like we said before, of a real schiris, right? They were mekel. Just it, all of this is just that people shouldn't think you can carry from Shus HaRabim and Shus HaYachid. So whatever shinui we can make, a hecker we can make, is good enough. So the Rabbanan were mekel that you don't have to actually have the person who owns the thing make the Eruv. But anybody who works for him is either his shliach, even if he doesn't want, or it's his, what's it called, or he's considered like the Bible. And he can make the Erev in place of the person who really owns the thing. Rashi, Likarev Legadei, Yishtadl Im HaNochri, Ad She Ohavo. One person should get close to the goy, and they should become friends. The Yashalo HaNochri Mokum Bechatzero, and the goy will loan him a place, or let him use a place in his chatzer, Lasnuche Bemide, to put something and store it there. The kiven the hash the dyer Yisrael the chotzer hanochri havi lehay Yisrael keskiro lekito shomachri. Now that the Jew has some kind of rights in the chotzer of the goy, he becomes like a worker for the goy. Which v'omer Rav Yehuda filu skiro lekito shomachri in Yisrael who nosnei ruvo in b'nei mavui v'dayu. Right, the what's it called? If he's a skiro lekito of the goy, he can be part of the Eruv, and that's enough. Sochir lavoda kol hashana, what's Shiro? Shiro, somebody works for him on a yearly basis. Lekit yulimos hakotzer ve'asim. And a lakit is somebody who works on a seasonal basis. So, like we said, there's a shayla over here, what exactly the Shiro lekito is. If he's like a bailin, so then he has to contribute to the Eruv. Right? So he doesn't have to be socher the reshus from the goy, because he becomes like the bailim of the chatzar, and he's mitzaref in the Erev. Or, there's another possibility, he's a shliach of the goy. So you can be socher, the reshus of the goy, from him. But he doesn't have to actually be part of the Erev, because the goy can't be part of the Erev, and he's a shliach of the goy. But instead of going and renting it from the goy, you can rent it from the Jew. And that's taka what we do, when you have, what's it called, somebody who has rights in the chatzar, or rights in the person's house, shaila also, whether the schiro lekito has to have rights in the house, or rights in the chatzar is good enough. Right? Usually, we don't go around and rent, when you have a city, you don't rent from every goy their rights. But you have somebody who has rights in the goy's house, or chatzar, and that's like the mayor. Right, who can call out the police department, the fire department, or whatever, and enter people's homes. Right, so therefore, he's considered like Shiro Lakito. And then you don't have to go to the mayor either. You can go to anybody who works for the mayor. You go to the garbage man. He works for the mayor. And you can rent out the reshus of all the goyim from the garbage man, because he represents the mayor. The mayor represents all the people in the city, and that's usually what they do. Okay. Omer le Abayel Rav Yosef. Hayu shom chamisha schiru. Vehei lekitu mahu. We're going to see, later on, the Gemara is going to speak about schiru lekitu, and we'll go more into the details. But basically, that's the shaila. Schiru lekitu is a din of bailin. He stands in the place of the owner, and then lechora he would have to make an eruv. And there's also another shaila. Schiru lekitu of a Jew, right, can make an eruv. Schiru lekitu of a goy, you have to be socher from him, the reshus. And others hold no, that he's always like the owner, and even a schiro lekito of a goy makes an eruv. You don't have to rent the rishus from him. He just becomes part of the Erev because it becomes like his chatzah, and you bypass the goy. So Abaya asks, what if you have five schiro and five lakito? Mahu. So what's the halacha? Now, do they all have to, since they now are standing in the place of the owner, if they're schiro lakito of a Jew, so that they all have to contribute to the Erev, or it's enough that the Jew who owns the thing contributes to the Erev, or now, adarab, the ownership reverts to all of them. So all of them now have to put, into the Erev. And there's a machlokas over here who we're talking about. The Rashba and the Ritva hold that this shaila is only where these five people don't actually live by the person that they're working for. They don't eat there and they don't sleep there. Then the shaila is, but since they're working for him and we say they stand in his place, do they become like people who are residents and they have to contribute to the Eruv? Or no, since they don't live there, right? We only say this lekula, not lechumra. That's Gemara's answer, right? But if they would actually live there and work, then for sure they'd have to contribute to the Erev. Okay, and the Tosfos holds no. Even if they eat and sleep in the chotzer of the or the house of the person they're working for, that's a Gemara shai, because lemaisa enochinami. We look at them as separate lekula, but we don't look at them separate lechumra. That's Gemara's answer. It's not a chumra, it's a chula that we say that the worker either stands in place of the owner or is like a shliach of the owner even against his will. But it's not lechumra that we consider them all owners that they have to contribute to the Erev. That much not. It's a special halacha for Erevin to be makel, not to be machmer. Rashi. Hayusham beveis hanochri, chamisha schirim velkita. Dorim b'chadorim, they're living in separate rooms in his house. Ubalios, right? Sheilu ha'isa reshus shalahem ha'yitzrichim l'seis kulam be'erev. If it would be their reshus, they all would have to contribute to the erev. Kinesnam mesnisa. Umodim bisman shemitzos and shruim b'chadorim. Later on, the Mishnah says that if they all live in one house, in one room, then avadi only one person has to contribute to the erev. That's one dira. But if they have separate rooms, or there's a mechitza that separates between them, then each one's considered a separate tenant, and he has to contribute his part into the Erev. Okay? So here, you have a bunch of people working for the Goy who live in different rooms. Are they considered now different tenants, and they all have to contribute to the Erev? So it works Lechumra and Lekula. Lekula, it works that they represent the Goy, and you can be Soker the Rishus from them, or they can be part of the Erev instead of the Goy. But you need each one to be part of the Erev, right? Because now there's five Jews that are tenants of the Goy. And, or maybe not. And again, we said the Machlokas is shown them, whether it's talking, whether they're actually sleeping and eating, so they're mamish tenants. Even there were Mekel, because since really the Goy is the one who owns all of this thing, they are just in his place, Lekula. Or no, even if they're, what's it called, eating and drinking, they're not considered, they eat or sleep there, they're not considered what's it called, real tenants, they're only considered tenants lekula. The hashtag to Rishus of the Nochri, Mahu Losheis Kulan Be'erev, Im Shocha Cho'echo Velo Nosson Osra B'nei Movet. If one of them forgot to be contributed to the Erev, then everybody will be Osser, if they have to contribute. If they don't have to contribute, then it's just the Goy, and any one of them can stand in place of the Goy, then only one of them has to contribute. Rashi learns clearly that the Socher V'Lokit stands in place of the Bible. It's not a Shliach. He's the Mamish like the Bible. Then he becomes like a Bailin Lahachmer, and he has to contribute to the Erev. It's not his deer, he's only a worker. So, really, he's not the Bailin, but we consider him like the Bailin Lekula. That's the Shaila. The Gemara's answer is that it's only Lekula. Okay. Omer Rav Yehud Gufa. Omer Rav Yehud Omer Shmuel Afilu Shchiru Afilu Lekito Nosen Eruva V'dayim. So Rav Yehud said, "Name Shmuel, that if you have a Goy and he has workers, then you don't have to rent the place from the Goy. You either rent the place from the Jew, right, or the Jew can give in to the Eruv, what's it called? Again, we said that's a machlokas, whether no Saint Ruva dies, it's talking about the Goy, or it's talking about the Jew. When the Jew is a worker for Jews, then for sure the halacha is he becomes part of the Eruv. When the Jew is a worker for Goyim, there it may be that the Jew now stands in place of the Goy and you rent from him. He comes like a shliach. Or no, he comes like a bialim and therefore he puts part of the Eruv. So that's the shayla. So Amar of Nachman, kama ma'al yohashmaisa. So Nachman, when he heard this, said, that's a really great vort. Right? It's a nice piece of Torah. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. And then Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, a different thing. Shosa Ravias Yayin, al Yoda. If a person drank a Ravias of wine, he should not, what's it called, Paskin Shailas. Amar of Nachman, lo ma'al yohashmaisa. That's not a good piece of Torah. I disagree with it. If I don't drink a ravias, the chamra of wine, lochila daitaya, my mind isn't clear. I need a good one cup of wine to clear my mind. So I assume other people are like that too, and therefore drinking a ravias of wine doesn't prevent you from passing shilas. Drink more than that, yeah, but not one ravias is going to make your mind clearer, not befuddled. So omerle rova, my time or omer marhachi. So Rava said to Rav Nachman, why do you say such a thing? Ha'omer of Acha bar Chanina, my deceiver, Roez Zonos, Yov at home, person who runs around with Zonos, will lose his treasure, and we darshan it the following way. One of the reasons we darshan this way is because the word Zonos in Tanakh is never Moli, two vavs, except here. So here there's a hint to a drasha, of Kol Ha'omer Shmua Zu Noa, the Zu Eino Noa, Zo Noa is Zu Noa, and Zu Eino Noa, Ma'abed Honishal Torah. He loses the treasure of Torah. Right? Shouldn't Torah is all good. You couldn't say this one's good, this one's not good, or whatever. There's Machlokas, the Marsha, and the Rashash here, whether the problem is just saying this one's good, which implies that other ones aren't. Is that Osir? The Marsha holds that even that's also. Shouldn't point out, that's a nice piece of Torah, whatever. The Rashash brings many, many places in Shas where Amoroyim, Tanoyim, or Mishabeyah, the Vort that somebody said. So the Chora can't be just saying this one's good is the problem. It's saying this one's good and this one isn't good. Right? If you only say this one's good, the Chora could be that the Marsha would agree with that also. The Marsha is talking in a case where when you say this one's good, you mean to imply that there are other ones that aren't. But if you're just mishabeach this because there's something special about this, but it doesn't imply that other ones aren't good, it's just something special about this thing, then it would be okay to say even according to the Marsha. Rashi. My time, Omar Marhachi, Zu no Zu Eino no. Rashi's mashma that it was both things that were the problem. Why'd you say this one's nice and this one isn't? Hona kvodesh al Torah, the sofalish takeach minenu. You're going to lose the treasure of Torah, at the end you're going to forget it. Roezo, no snotrikan. Zunoa, va'arenu, the esubba. This one's nice, and I'm going to go after this one. Kadesh diskai biyodi. Right? But I'm not going to bother with the other one because it's not so nice. So again, by saying this one's nice, and therefore I'm going to spend my time on this one and not on other ones, that's where the Marsha said that even just saying that is no good. But if it's not that I'm going to spend my time on this and not on other ones, right? That's not implied. It's just that this is really a nice piece of Torah because of X, Y, or Z, that you could say. Honak Vodashot. Okay. Roez Zonos, we said. Hadra as well. Omar Lay, sort of Nachman said, Hadribi. Okay, Adharata. What's it called? Rashi says, Lo Osibo. I won't do it again. Right? Mashmah, they didn't have charata what he did then, just he won't do it again. No, but Pshat is very pashut, that I have enough charata that I won't do it again. So that's what Hadri be. Okay. Because charata shows, is a shayla by tshuva. You have to have charata and kabbalah loss, and you won't do it again. Because the purpose of the charata, that you won't do it again, the ikar is you shouldn't do it again. But you have to regret it, otherwise if you don't regret it, you'll do it again. So the regret strengthens your will to not do it again, or no. The ikar is that you have charata. But if you do it again, obviously you didn't have so much charata. So that not doing it again is a simin to how much charata you have. Shall we, which way it works. But over here, the idea is both are dependent on each other. I have charata, mamela, I won't do it again. Omer Rabba Barav Huna, Shosri Al Yispal. Now, since we said this halach of Shosri Ravdiyas, and not to be more, Tosfos holds that it's only Behoras Isser Veheter. Now, someone comes and asks a shayla. If you drank a Ravias, can't paskin. But if you're a part of a Beis Din can paskin even if somebody drank a Ravias. You can be part of a Beis Din. And the Tumim says, because a Beis Din is three people. And it's very low shriach that all of them are going to drink a Ravias at the same time. So, therefore, if one of them drank a Ravias, the other two will remind him or whatever if they see that his mind is befuddled. But when you paskin a shayla by yourself, there it's a problem. The mispal, and so if you drink, a shosri is not allowed to mispal. The imispal tefilas or tefila, but b'di'evet if he daven, the tefila is a tefila, he doesn't have to daven again. Shikur, but if he's already on the madrega of a shikur, al yispal, the imispal tefilas or toeva. If he did daven, his tefila is a toeva, and the mele has to daven again. It's like it's not, he didn't daven, he has to daven again. So, hechidami shosri, vahechidami shikr. What's called a shosri and what's called a shikr? Ki hodar abab, bar shumani, bar menashe, bar yirmiyah, mi gifti. Havi komiftri mehadodi, ama avra denar yufti. Right? You can know what a shikr is and what a shosri is from the conversation that Rab Abba bar Shumni and Rab Menashe bar Yirmiyah had when they said goodbye to each other on the bridge of Nahar Yufti. Omru kol chad minon lema milsut lo shmiya lechavrei. He said, in order to say goodbye, let each one of us say something the other one never heard. Va'omer mori barav, huna, lo yifter odem michadera lemitoch dvar halacha, shemitoch kach zochreyu. Person shouldn't say goodbye to somebody except by saying a dvar Torah, because that's the way you remember him. And some learned this is a segula to remember the person. But that's the only way you remember the person. It was like that. You couldn't have known too much about him altogether. But it could be that the emphasis is on the word kach. How do you remember the guy? You can remember him for his jokes that he said. You can remember him for whatever. But if the last thing you have is Divrei Torah, you'll remember him for the Divrei Torah. Shemitoch kach zobrei. That's how you remember him. So posa chad v'omer, hechidom ishosi v'hechidom ishikra. So this was the Dvar Torah that one of them said. What's the difference between a shosui and a shikr? Shosui calls shiyoch ledabrath ne'amelech. Shosui is you drank wine, a revius, but you can still talk coherently. Your speech isn't slurred. You can talk to a king. Shikr calls shiyoch ledabrath ne'amelech. Shikr is where your speech is slurred, and it wouldn't be proper to talk in front of a king like that. Rashi. By shosui. The Prima Gadim says that you shouldn't daven if you're a shosui, even if you're going to lose zman tefila. In other words, if you don't daven, the time for tefila is going to go away. So you'll daven a tashlumin.
Shosui shikur.
Shosui.
Even shosui. No.
Yeah, even shosui. It's only the chatchila, not the chatchila shouldn't do it. And even though with the evidence of tefillah, even if you're going to lose man tefillah, better daven a tefillah is tashlumin. L'chatchila not allowed to daven, and you're not allowed to daven if you're going to lose man tefillah. The Mishnah Berurah says, b'zman hazeh, since anyway we don't daven so well, so if you're going to lose man tefillah, since with the evidence of tefillah, better to daven and not lose man tefillah, even if you're a shasim. Right? A shikr is no shayah. You'll see anyway. So it doesn't make a difference, man tefillah, not man tefillah. Also the Prima Gadim says that if you started drinking and there wasn't enough time for the wine to go away, then you can't daven tashlumin because you did it b'meisa. You missed, you drank right before the end of zman tefillah and it was impossible to be able to daven. That's called meisa. We're talking over here where you drank before that. And it didn't wear off. You thought it would wear off, or you kept drinking and you forgot about Zman Tefillah. But when you started drinking, there was still time to daven afterwards. Then it's only a shoging. Okay. What else?
What about the fact they had very strong wines in those days compared to that?
Yeah, the Gemara is not over here, but the Gemara speaks about what it is, if it's diluted wine, not diluted wine, but that's not the Iker Sugya here, so let's see what's no gaya here. There's also Tosfos says over here that brachos are different. You can say all brachos even if you're drunk. And he didn't bring a raya from Yerushalmi that speaks about benching, even brachos d'oraisa. It's only what's called davening. And kriyashma is a machlokas. The Ramban holds a kriyashma is also like brachos, and you can daven kriyashma even if you're drunk. And the Ramor paskins that kriyashma is like tefillah. And if you're drunk, you can't say kriyashma. If you do say it when you're drunk, you have to say it again. Okay. Somebody else and ask. Pasach idach v'omar. The other one said, what was his dvar Torah? Hamachzik b'nichsei hager ma'yasev yiskayim b'yado. A person who gets easy money. Right? A ger dies, he has no relatives, no children, and he has no other relatives because a ger shenisgayer ketinik shenolet. So all of his previous, even if they convert, are not relatives anymore. And therefore, I go and I find a nichsei hager and I just get it easily. Right? And it's something I didn't work for. So what should you do? You sky will be other. Rashi says, what's the Indian? People have an eye in horror against it. Wow, this guy, like, you know, you win the lottery. So people can't forgin you something that you didn't work for. So it's a milsa de tmiyahi, but tahavi ba inshin. And people wonder about it. So therefore, there's an eye in horror. L'fisha bo lo below yagia. You got it without working. Therefore, they won't last because of the ayin hara if you don't do some mitzvah with it. So you do a mitzvah with part of it. The Meiri learns, since you got it without any work, you may forget that it came to you from the Rabbana Shalom. Right? If you have to work for something, you appreciate it, like we said Shabbos. You don't work for it, you don't appreciate it, and you'll forget that it came from the Rabbana Shalom. If you do a mitzvah with part of it, you'll remember that the whole thing came from the Rabbana Shalom, and you'll appreciate it and use it properly. Yikach b'em sefer Torah b'miksasam, not with the whole thing. A portion of it, you should buy a Sefer Torah. And the schar that you bought a Sefer Torah, with part of the money, the rest of the money will be in the sky. You got them Sefer Torah. I'm Rav Sheshet. Same thing goes with a husband who inherits his wife's nechasim. Same thing, you get it easily, without any problem. Bal benichse ishto, boy lemeved bu mitzvah. You do a mitzvah part of it. The milsa tahavi bo inshin. Again, people wonder, nami he. V'shalta bohu ein abishan. There's ayin hara that may affect negatively the money that you got.
Is it the raya that you don't have to give kesed meiser from anything but agricultural produce?
Why?
Because normally you'd have to do something with it anyway.
That's not yours, the hara. You have to do something with your part. You have to do something with your part.